Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin. Hi, Ames.
Hey, Charles, you all right?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. I feel quite professional right now, don't you?
It's so profesh. So we're actually in a proper podcasting studio now, aren't we?
We are. Like, look, who do we think we are?
I don't know. Like, proper microphones and everything.
We're not even sat close to each other anymore. Well, we are, but not as bloody intimate as we used to be.
Yeah, on my bed.
Don't. I feel like when I listen back to our podcast, I tell you to stop every episode. You'll do something and I'll go, stop.
Yeah, you're like,
people must
stop.
Think I'm such a bitch.
I mean, they haven't heard what you say to me off the podcast, Amy, so...
Oh, piss off. That is the other way around. You're horrible to me.
Hey, joking. I'm not so bad.
No, joking.
So, in last week's episode, we were talking about hyaluronic acid, weren't we?
We were. So that was part two.
Hey, bitch.
In our mini three series. So We covered retinoids. I really like saying that.
Retinoid.
Hyaluronic acid. And this episode is our third, and we are concluding with squalane.
I know, it's so exciting, isn't it? A lot of people have been super interested in this whole thing as well. So, like, we don't have to stop at three. Like, we can do a little bit more research.
Yeah, if there's anything you guys want us to look into, we've had quite a few inquiries already.
We really have.
You know, you might be hearing, I was going to say hearing a bit more of us, but, you know, we're not planning to stop here. But you might be hearing a bit more of our little mini-series on, like, trending things in the beauty industry and stuff.
Ingredients, yeah, because it is so confusing. And with things like The Ordinary, like, as amazing as the products are, they're bloody confusing, aren't they?
What the fuck is this?
I know, and you kind of, the amount of people that have got in touch with us, like, you've said that this Ordinary stuff's really good, but, like, what's this other product? Like, yeah. You can't even pronounce some of it.
It's also so hard, because when you're using things with, you know, all these words in the titles, like acids and all this stuff, like, you don't know when you can use them, you don't know if you can use it all together. So, you know, guys, that's why we're here. And if there is anything you do want us to cover, just hit us up, slide on in there.
Hit me up.
But yeah, so, squalane.
Yeah, shall we get on with it?
Yeah, do you want to give us a brief introduction? And, oh my God, I can't even, I'm nervous, we're in a proper studio. Do you want to tell us what it is?
Yeah. I'm going to go in on this, Ames. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Buckle your seatbelt, babes. Is that the right saying?
Yeah, I think
buckle
so.
Buckle up. So, you're buckled in, aren't you?
So ready.
So, a little brief history. I know you like the history, Ames, and don't yawn over there.
Love it.
You actually do like the history of things.
I do.
So, basically, we've been using squalane in skincare since like the 1950s, so, well, actually not just skincare but in cosmetics in general, and it's used for us to like hydrate and soften the skin, you know. It's just like a really nice, if anybody's ever seen it, it's basically just like a clear liquid. There's a lot of places you can buy it now in its pure form.
It's just like water, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's just like got more of an oily texture. It is really nice. But yeah, we've been using it since like the 1950s, and our body actually naturally produces it, but it's when we produce it, it's called squalene. Now, that's where this episode is going to get confusing. I'm just going to lay it on the line right now. And I think you're going to go into detail in a little bit, aren't you, Ames, about the differences between squalane and squalene.
Yeah, I've got that info.
You've got it all. So basically, we produce squalene, and it's actually created by our sebaceous glands.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah, so 5% of our sebum is actually squalene.
I hate the word sebum.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
I mean, don't stop saying it if we're educating people, but I'm just letting you know, I really don't like it.
I hate that word. So as we get older, it's a little bit like the hyaluronic acid thing that we were talking about last week. As we get older, our ability to produce it diminishes. And that, my friend, is basically the definition of getting old.
Stop it.
I know, it's really sad, isn't it?
Stop.
Like, the more I read about these things, I was like, oh shit, this is actually the aging process. Like, so just our bodies slowly dying.
Right, Jesus Christ, Grim Reaper.
But on a more positive note,
happiness.
You're only going to be as young as you are this minute.
Shut up.
Yeah, somebody said that to me once when I was like 15. I was like, wow.
Wisdom.
You just changed my life.
Awesome.
You're only as old as you feel, love. So something else with squalene and squalane, you will understand the differences in like a couple of minutes time, but there are some really unsustainable methods of getting squalane and squalene, and we're going to run through them later, but that is one of the main things in this episode, isn't it? It's like,
yeah, like making the main difference. Yeah,
making sure you get in the correct product and making sure that you're not just completely fucking over the earth, because
it is quite confusing though, because it's the exact same word basically, but just with one letter change.
Yeah, literally. So squalane is squalane and squalene is lene.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no like I in it,
squalane, like squalene, like it's not as even if it's the first like letter that's changing, so it could be make it a different word.
Yeah, and can I just quickly say I fucking hate the word squalene. Like squalene.
I like squalene.
Squalene, 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 squalene.
I'm actually looking at you in like utter disbelief that we are friends.
Jolene. That was the song I was referencing.
Oh, sorry. Didn't get that. Didn't quite jump on that joke. Right. Are you quite done there?
I think I am. I think I'm done. Are you going to tell us the difference between squalene and squalane, babes?
So I'm just going to quickly run over what you just said. So you basically described squalane.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to, you know, you summarise what squalene is. So just amazing. So you know. So naturally produced in our bodies, like you said. It's also found in things like olives, sugarcane, rice bran, palm trees. And just to come off the fact of what you were just saying about being unsustainable,
mm-hmm.
shark liver. But I just want to put it out there. I've done quite a lot of research on this because obviously shark liver is very different from an olive, you know, to get it from a different source.
Fuck no, I didn't realize that. So you know, for quite like clearing that one up,
shark liver is completely vegan because you can also get it from olives, but no, it's not. So obviously shark liver is it's not very nice because no. It's coming from a shark's liver.
Can I just quickly give you a little fact on this?
Go on.
And I purposefully didn't tell you in the pre-production of this podcast episode
because
I want your initial reaction.
Go on.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So how many shark livers do you think you would need to produce a ton of squalene?
Well, a liver's quite a juicy.
Oh my god, that is disgusting.
Well, it is.
It's quite slithery and slimy.
It is, I reckon.
Oh, I hate liver.
Yeah, it's disgusting. 48.
So to create a ton.
Well, I don't know. It's because you said ton. If you were to say pint, I would have said about four. All right, love, you've got a pint of squalene made from shark liver.
A pint.
I'm not good with metrics,
Charlie. Such a
northern
lass. That's why I love you. No, you know what? To create a ton of squalene from shark livers, you need 3,000 livers. That's 3,000 sharks that have been killed for one single ton, which is a lot, but also if you think about if you're putting it across the whole fucking world, 3,000 sharks will die for that.
Oh my god, that is ridiculous.
I know. An interesting fact, sharks don't deserve to die as much as you say. They're scary and they're horrible, but not
they're
you.
They're not.
And also, you know what? I've got my diving qualification and I know for a fact that sharks are more afraid of humans and they absolutely cannot stand the smell of a human. That's why they don't come near you if they're like, oh God, you stink.
Yeah, they are.
It's only like if you've got fish blood around you or anything like that, that they'll come to you. There's a lot of sharks that are super friendly though, like that you can just swim around and they don't really give a shit. They're just
right,
a bit like,
why don't you
annoying.
Just podcast with one of your shark mates then?
Sharks are friends, not food. Sharks are friends, not squalling.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, that was just my little fact. How vile is that?
It's real eye opener, isn't it?
Like, it is. It really is. Yeah. And like the whole, like it's just so bad for the environment and it's just really not nice. And I know that we're going to touch upon like eco-friendly products and things like that
yeah.
in a few episodes time, but it's just vile. Like I don't know why we would ever kill a shark. Yeah, we don't want to be killing any sharks, so
yeah, that's basically squalene. So you're probably asking, what's the difference?
Yeah, what is the bloody difference?
So I'm going to tell you now. Squalene is an unsaturated oil, and squalane is a saturated oil. I could get
the bloody hell does that mean?
I could get quite sciencey about this, but there literally is no point. I'm just going to tell you what it means.
Yeah.
So saturated oils are just more stable and resistant to attack by free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
Got a high melting point and they won't go rancid very easily. As you can imagine, an unsaturated oil is the complete opposite. So it's all shit to do with the fatty acids in the bonds and stuff.
Yeah, which confusing.
Yeah,
you know what the long and short of it is?
What?
They basically put it into like a catalytic converter, which is just like a chemical process, and they mix it with hydrogen. So your squalene turns into squalane because of hydrogen. Like it adds all these extra bonds in and blah, blah, blah. So it's just a hydrogenation of it.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
Professor
basically.
Professor Perry over here.
All I'm trying to say is that squalane, it's more stable and it's a fully saturated oil and it's obviously got a longer shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally it.
Shall we talk about the uses, how to use it, what it's good for, the type, skin types it's good for, etc., etc.?
Hit me. When would you use squalane in your routine?
So I did look into this because it's kind of like this whole trend of buying single ingredients instead of having them in a product.
Yeah,
so it's a little bit like, well, when the bloody hell are you meant to use it?
Yeah, like, do I use it before or after?
Exactly. So when you use it, it shouldn't be used in place of a moisturiser. That's what the important thing is, because okay, it's not as hydrating as a moisturiser. So you basically, so you've washed your face, you've turned your face, you've used any acids or any serums or anything that you want. And then you put your squalane on and then you put your moisturiser on.
Right, so it goes underneath the moisturiser.
It is. And if you've got super dry skin like me, what you can do is you can use your hyaluronic acid, then you use your squalane, then you use your moisturiser. And then obviously after that, you put your SPF on.
Right, fab. Yeah, mm-hmm. I read in one of the benefits that it's really effective at helping other ingredients absorb more easily. So obviously the other product that you pop in on top, i.e. your moisturiser, you're getting, you know, the most you can out of that.
Exactly.
And as you can imagine, if squalane is, you know, the be-all and end-all of facial oils, that's kind of like what it's meant to do, isn't it? Just
exactly.
Absorb.
Absorb. So the only thing for me is that when I use squalane, I wouldn't use it in the morning because it doesn't have a greasy feel to it, but it makes me look very shiny. So it is an oil that you're putting on your face at the end of the day, but it's suitable for all skin types, and we'll go into that in a little bit. But it just makes you look there's some people on Instagram, and you scroll through, you're like, oh my god, and they list what they've used on their face and why they look all glowy and nice, and they've used squalane.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you look amazing, but I feel like I look like a complete grease pot, so I'm gonna stay away from doing that. But I have, when we were talking about retinoids in our retinoid episode, my retinol is mixed with squalane, and it's the ordinary one, so I use that in the evening, obviously, and that makes my skin look really nice. I just wouldn't want to go out with that much shine. It's just a personal preference of mine. I don't want to look that shiny. But yeah, it is. It's just extra moisturization, basically. And a lot of products that I have already has squalane in it. And I know that you have a product that has squalane in it as well. Kiehl's are big fans of it.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. I use the, if you've seen on our Insta, because obviously you guys know by now, I have got oily combination skin and my oil-free gel. I forgot what it was then.
Yeah.
My Kiehl's oil-free gel, I went in and asked the lady, because obviously it's coming towards winter now, I was like, do I still need to be using oil-free products? Because, you know, I don't know if they're as moisturising as another product, because it's oil-free, and obviously you need the extra bit of moisture. And she was like, no, it's got squalane in it, don't worry. And quite a lot of other Kiehl's stuff has got squalane in it too.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, they are big fans of it. They've been using it for quite a long time.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of benefits to it.
There are.
A lot of benefits.
You're right. Do you want to know another little hack?
Go.
That I found. Haven't personally tried this, but I can see why it would work, having used squalane like on my face. You can use it all over your body. You can use it as an actual moisturiser. If you're a fan of using, like, I know my best friend loves using a baby oil when she gets out of the shower, but I am actually allergic to baby oil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think it's the perfume in it. But if I actually quite like the feel of it. So if I wanted to do like a super ultra hydrating thing, maybe I've just got out of the shower, ready for the bed, that kind of thing, I would put it all over me. But you can also use it as a hair mask.
Ooh.
Yep. So you can use that. It as like, leave it like, obviously, but put it all on before you wash your hair. So put it on when you get, before you get in the shower, wash it off when you get in there, shampoo and conditioner is normal. And you can use it as like a styling thing as well. So you can like put a tiny bit on your hands, rub it together, warm it up a little bit, and then just like run it through your hair.
As well as hair, I've actually read as well it's good for lips. Ooh. Cracked lips. And also, it's actually antibacterial, you know?
Yes, I did read that.
It's got soothing properties. Yes, so it can speed the healing of cracked and chapped skin, and it's also made to soothe eczema, dermatitis, and psoriasis.
Yeah, I did actually see that a lot of people use it as like a healing method, don't they? I was thinking as well, I wonder if they put it in bio oil.
Well, I've also read that it's clinically proven. So guys, this is the real shit I'm telling you right here, to be non-irritating. So as you said before, it's good for all skin types. Yeah. It's also good for sensitive skin, because I know you guys and gals out there with sensitive skin are probably like, yeah, you say it's good for all skin types, but hello, like I react to anything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's literally good for any skin type. And because of the light molecular... What?
That you can do it. You can do it. Molecular.
Molecular. That's right, isn't it?
Molecular.
Molecular.
Yes.
Because of the light molecular weight, it's super light.
It is so light.
Which, you know, it's quite refreshing. It also helps regulate excess oil production. So it's literally from one end of the spectrum to sensitive skin to oily skin. Like it literally does it all.
Yeah, amazing.
One thing you've obviously got to make sure though is that you're buying the right one.
Yes,
we've spoke about
exactly.
Shark. Oh my god, I don't know why, but anus came to my head. I was going to say shark anuses.
Oh my god, you are what makes this podcast dirty. Shall we quickly tell our lovely audience about the way that you can tell whether you're getting it from a shark or whether you're getting it from an olive
or a plant? But yeah,
a plant. Yeah,
go on.
Well, you know what? The truth is, there's no real way of being able to tell unless it states that it's 100% vegan. And that is a really annoying and disappointing thing about the whole cosmetics industry, I think. Because obviously, if you're buying from a brand that you know is 100% cruelty-free, 100% vegan, you know, or 100% natural, you know, obviously, they're not going to go and get all the squalane from a shark.
Yeah, you're pretty safe there, aren't you?
Yeah, you're completely safe. However, if you are unsure, maybe it's a brand that doesn't market themselves as being vegan or anything, then it should say on the ingredients whether it's 100% plant derived or not. Mm-hmm. And you know what, if you're not too sure, just get in touch with them. Just drop them an email, or slide them a DM.
It's not right,
and that's it. If they ignore you, they've got a guilty conscience, so just find something else. And there's plenty of 100% squalane products on the market right now, and some really nice ones as well.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we tell people about our faves?
Yeah.
So when we spoke to Demetra, the president of Indeed Labs, she actually gave us like a sneak preview of the squalane,
didn't
she?
Oh my god, I think is it out now?
It is out now,
It was amazing.
It honestly
was insane.
Like
you were saying before about some being, you know, like quite oily and shiny.
Yeah,
we put a bit on our hand, didn't we? And it was lovely.
And it was more dewy than, it had more of a dewy finish than it had like a shiny finish. But I know that Demetra's is from olives. So, you know, you can get it from different plant sources. I remember distinctly saying that her squalane was from olives. I also am a fan, like I said, I've got the retinol from The Ordinary, and it's the Granactive one that's mixed with squalane. I do really like that, but I haven't tried their 100% squalane.
See, I have.
Oh.
I've got it.
What do you think?
I do really like it, but, well, I mean, there's not really a but to it, because I also have my retinol, which is mixed with squalane as well.
Yeah.
And I use that like 2-3 times a week.
Would you use squalane in the day? Because I know that you like a bit of a
what?
You like a bit of a glowier look, don't you?
Yeah, I don't use it as often as I should, to be honest. But like,
I think you can just get away with it. I've got a very uneven skin tone. Mm. You haven't. Yours is very smooth.
It is lovely though, but like, I think it's one of those that does give you the bit of a shine. Like, if I was to compare the Indeed Labs one to the Ordinary one, Indeed Labs was it felt like it sunk into my skin a lot more.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe I'm just putting a bit too much on, but I feel like the Indeed Labs has a nicer consistency.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed to absorb a little bit quicker.
Yeah, but I'm not slagging the Ordinary one off. It is still really nice.
Yes, the Ordinary one, I like the retinol product. I love the Indeed Labs one. They are different price points, but we've also tried the Inky List, haven't we? Yes. They've got the squalane, and that is nice. But again, it's still got quite a shiny finish to it, unlike the Indeed Labs one. But they are at different price points.
Yeah, see, I really enjoyed the Inky List one. I felt super hydrated after it.
Yeah, so off the top of my head, I don't actually know where... It is 100% plant-derived. I can't remember off the top of my head what the actual plant is, or if they mix a few, I'm not sure. But like I said, Indeed Labs is olive, and that's priced at between like £20 and £25.
Yeah.
And you can obviously buy that in Boots or online. But then obviously the Inky List... Their whole thing is nothing is priced over £10, and the Ordinary is well renowned for high quality products at a lower price. So there's loads of different options that you can kind of go for. There's like I've heard of another one actually, another brand called Indie Lee, and I've seen it on Instagram quite a bit. A lot of people that I like to follow use Indie Lee products. So I can't talk about that from a like tried and tested point of view, but I have heard that they are a pretty nice brand.
Yeah. In terms of squalane oil itself anyway, like we spoke a bit about it before, didn't we, that quite a lot of products that you may not even know about
exactly
include it anyway, so you might even be using it in your routine without even knowing about it, which
exactly
it's obviously a great thing if you've got the right one, which you know you probably have.
And that's the amazing thing about it. I think it's very much a product that can be mixed and used with plenty of other things, so you don't need to worry about using it with acids or anything. Like you can use it with everything. Yeah. And it's quite a wonder product, really, isn't it?
So, it really is. You can tell why it's very trendy at the minute.
Yeah, and also it just makes people sound intelligent, doesn't it? Like, what's this squalane? Yeah, it's like
when some squalane,
like leave it on the side in your bathroom, so when someone goes in as a pee or something, they're like, oh god, she knows her ingredients.
She got that squalane. She got that retinol with squalane in it.
Oh my god,
what is squalane? That's the point where they everybody... have like a little tag saying, listen to Bertie Skin.
Yeah, that's true.
To find out what this
Let's get some stickers printed.
yeah, stick them on all the lampposts around Manchester. Do you know what squalane is? If not, listen to this.
Well, hopefully everybody knows what it is now.
I think we've covered it quite well.
We have covered everything that you need to know about it, basically. Just don't be afraid of it. It sounds confusing. It's really not. Just make sure it's 100% natural. Yeah. We're not having no sharks around here.
Nuh-uh.
Well, Ames, if anybody wants to buy any products, obviously, that we've spoken about, the Indeed Labs or the Ordinary or anything like that, then all of our links to products are always written in a blog post, and it's on birthdayskin.co.uk. Mm-hmm. And we've had some really nice messages over the last few weeks, haven't we? Like people sliding in our DMs.
It has been really
nice. It's been so nice. So if you feel so inclined to message us and send us a DM, like, oh my God, I love your podcast, how grateful would we be, Ames, if somebody left us a nice review on iTunes?
Amazing.
It helps
love seeing
so
them.
Much. I know.
I love it.
I check every day. I'm like, oh my God, we've got one more. Oh my God, we've got one more. And we've got no less than 5 stars.
Don't say that because
someone's
going to
go in
like,
on the one.
One star.
I accidentally did a 1 star on somebody once, like not really knowing what I was doing.
If that comes around to bite us in the arse,
I know,
I'm kicking you out.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to say what podcast it was on, but I pressed 1 star. I was like, oh my God. And then because it never did anything. Like if you actually just go and press 5 stars on iTunes, it does register that. It doesn't ask you for anything else. You can leave a comment if you want, which would be nice to read. But if you don't leave a comment, it still registers that. So I pressed the 1 star like, oh yeah, like it's fine. It didn't do anything. And then I looked back and I was like, oh my God, they've got one star and it was me.
The worst person in the world.
Yeah, but never mind. Anyway, yeah, it would be lovely to see some reviews, and we will see you next time.
We will.
We'll see you later, Ames.
Bye, Charles.
Bye.